laborers together with God in the neighborhood, September 18. We are to labor with love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:35. May God help us to understand that we must be laborers together with Him. Let us begin right here to be co-workers with heaven. Will you not unite in labor for your families and for your friends and acquaintances? Let every one of our young disciples of Christ have an unselfish love for all other disciples of Christ. See if there is not a poor child who is not a favorite, to whom no special kindnesses are shown, and make this one the object of your unselfish attention. Those who are especially attractive will be at no loss for friends, while those who are less pleasing in appearance, who are timid and hard to become acquainted with, may have choice traits of character, and they are the purchase of the blood of Christ. We need to realize daily what a helper we have in Jesus. Let all understand that they can be co-workers with Jesus Christ. It is your privilege to receive grace from Christ that will enable you to comfort others with the same comfort wherewith you yourselves are comforted of God. Let each one seek to do his work as he will wish he had done when the end of all things shall come. Let each try to help the next one. Thus you may have a little heaven here below, and angels of God will work through you to make right impressions. Christ wants to use you as his servants. Seek to help wherever you can. Cultivate the best dispositions that the grace of God may rest richly upon you. Young and old may learn to look to God as the one who will heal, as one who sympathizes, who understands their necessities, and who will never make a mistake. Your humanity may lay hold of the divinity of Christ by living faith, and you may learn to carry out the principles of heaven. This will make you a blessing to all.